This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today hit out at the Congress, alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. Talking to reporters, Mr. Chauhan said, during the Congress government, MG Narega became synonymous with corruption. He said the Congress party had repeatedly reduced the MG Narega budget. The minister said a proposed budget of over 1,51,000 crore rupees has been allocated to ensure that labourers get sufficient work. He said for a Viksit Bharat, the focus is on developing villages where all development work will be carried out by the Gram Panchayat. The minister highlighted that under MG Narega, the UPA government had spent only 2,13,000 crore rupees, while the Narendra Modi government spent over 8,53,000 crore rupees. He said under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme, it has been decided that decisions will no longer be made in Delhi, but at the village level. He said Gram Panchayats will sit together and prepare their own development plans. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where centre and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise the country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas, including early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports, and extracurricular activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Indian Army has intensified winter counter-terrorism operations in Kishtwar and Doda districts of Jammu and Kashmir to eliminate Pakistani terrorists, according to defence sources based on inputs from multiple intelligence agencies. Around 30 to 35 Pakistani terrorists are currently hiding in the Jammu region. These terrorists are believed to be seeking temporary winter hideouts to evade detection and avoid direct confrontation with security troops. It said army units have expanded their operational reach into higher and snowbound areas to pursue and neutralize Pakistani terrorists. The first day of hearings under West Bengal's Special Intensive Revision SIR of Electoral Roll concluded smoothly today. The hearings began at 10 a.m. under strict supervision of 4,600 micro-observers, electoral registration officers, EROs, and assistant electoral registration officers, AEROs, are conducting the process with one ERO and 10 AEROs overseeing hearings in each assembly constituency. Across the state's 294 assembly constituencies, hearings are being held simultaneously at 11 tables per constituency, totaling 3,234 tables. On average, 100 to 150 voters were heard at each table. The Election Commission has stated once the hearing process is completed, the final electoral roll will be published on February the 14th. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till the 30th of this month. Similar conditions will also prevail in Uttar Pradesh. IMD said cold wave conditions are also expected over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, North Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till Tuesday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.